bonjour. Vous êtes sur le poste national de la CRTV. Vous écoutez les matinées, le service express matinal de l'info, de la radio. Merci de nous écouter à Garo à la fréquence 97.7 FM. Et justement, pour mettre la suite en musique, allons avec un fils de là-bas, du Nord, Ali Baba, auteur, compositeur, guitariste, percussionniste, chanteur. Pourquoi je le choisis? Parce que c'était aussi un peintre de très grand talent. Donc après votre beau tableau sur les peintures rupestres, les tableaux rupestres de nos ancêtres, voici Ali Baba, qui a d'ailleurs été dans le Ballet National du Cameroun. Une troupe qui lui a permis de décoller et de maîtriser les œuvres du patrimoine musical du Cameroun. Un génie, Ali Baba. Dans le studio de la radio en dodelinant de la tête parce qu'elle a la joie de toujours partager l'info. Patient Ringo, il est 6h30, l'info.
Good morning.
CRTV Radio National Station.
National and international agencies involved in activities that protect and improve on the lives of refugees in Cameroon, where over 488,000 refugees are hosted today, joined the international community to commemorate World Refugee Day under the theme Solidarity with Refugees. Out of Cameroon, Russian President Vladimir Putin has arrived in the Vietnamese capital, Hanoi, on the second stop of an Asian tour. Those are the headlines. Now, the news in full. Today is World Refugee Day. The day was instituted to celebrate the strength and courage of people who have been forced to flee their home country to escape conflict or persecution, as well as draw global attention on the plight of those fleeing conflict. On the occasion, Cameroon celebrates the hospitality given to refugees from neighboring countries through camps, many of which are found in the northern and eastern parts of Cameroon. Cameroon hosts about 2 million persons of concern to UNHCR, including 1 million internally displaced persons. Over 460 refugees and asylum seekers, as well as 466,000 others, are IDPs. The refugees are predominantly from the Central African Republic and Nigeria, while internally displaced persons mainly come from Cameroon's far north, northwest and southwest regions. Meanwhile, African Foreign Affairs ministers say the increasing number of refugees on the continent is a threat to peace and security. They were speaking during a virtual session of the Peace and Security Council of the African Union that was held on the eve of this year's World Refugee Day. Cameroon was represented by External Relations Minister Bella Bella. Charles Ebuner reports on this and much more.
The African Union Peace and Security Council meets to discuss the situation of refugees and internally displaced people on the continent on the eve of World Refugee Day this year. With 488,285 refugees throughout Cameroon as of December 2023, my country is witnessing an influx of refugees running away from conflicts and persecution from their countries of origin. Cameroon, host to thousands of displaced people from other countries, is represented at the virtual event by the Minister of External Relations, Mbela Mbela. The newly elected 79th United Nations General Assembly President, His Excellency Philemon Yang, has underscored humanitarian assistance as a priority for his mandate. Just after this event, the minister delegate to the Minister of External Relations in charge of cooperation with the Commonwealth, Felix Mbayu, granted audience to the British High Commissioner to Cameroon.
We discussed a number of issues, multilateral and bilateral, including some of the results of the G7 meeting that happened at the weekend, and potential areas for mutually beneficial partnership.
The two diplomats also exchanged on the forthcoming United Nations General Assembly to be chaired by Cameroonian Philemon Yang.
In the following report, we review efforts made by UNHCR in partnership with government to empower refugees hosted in Cameroon. One of such actions dates back to the month of March 2024, when an MOU in that direction was signed. George Mwam.
Statistics from the UN office indicate that, as of January 31st, 2024, Cameroon hosts over 2 million forcibly displaced people and returnees, including 354,000 Central African refugees, 120,000 Nigerian refugees, and 600,000 IDPs from the crisis in the northwest and southwest regions. Through this memorandum of understanding, the representative of the High Commission for Refugees, Olivier Baer, says councils will receive multifaceted support to factor the needs of these people into their local development plans.
The displaced person is not just a group of people. They are individuals, each of them with their own problems. We can provide statistics to the local authorities to better plan and include these people in the national plan.
Refugees, internally displaced persons, and host community members will also be empowered to become self-reliant in order to stop depending on humanitarian assistance.
We can also encourage refugees to work, to benefit from whatever will be done at the local level to take care of themselves instead of just, for instance, asking for assistance. Assistance is not dignity.
Considering the fact that most refugees and IDPs have been in a situation of forced displacement for many years, the strategy of the government of Cameroon and development partners is to move from a short-term emergency humanitarian intervention to a long-term development-oriented approach, which gives visibility to the actions of local authorities.
George Mwam in the reports there. Activities organized in line with the second scientific week of the University of Yaoundé Toussoua round of today on the main campus of the institution of higher learning. One of such events is an international colloquium that is scheduled to end under the chairmanship of the rector of that university, Professor Laurent Richard-Ngwa. The Department of Mathematics of the Higher Teacher Training College in Yaoundé, better known by its French acronym as ANS, begin training sessions on artificial intelligence and big data. This will be in line with an annual meeting of the department billed for today on the campus of that institution. The Central Africa Business Forum continues this Thursday in Yaoundé under the theme Economic Integration and Sub-Regional Common Markets, Investing in Local SMEs for the Visibility of the SEMAC and ECA Zones, under the supervision of the President of the Business Forum, Jean-Baptiste Foudin. Over 1,000 participants are taking part in the event, among them key actors in the digital, agri, business and energy sectors, alongside investors from Russia, India, Austria, Tunisia, Poland, Italy and beyond. Rico Bermania.
Participants, especially local small-scale businessmen in the Central African sub-region, are seeing the Central African Business Forum as an arena for network with potential investors from Italy, India, Tunisia and the European Union. 48-year-old Gwanola Gideon needs funding and a wider market for his organic liquid fertilizer project.
We have done this application in order to resuscitate our crops. How can we go and say we want to get into import substitution if we do not have what has to grow the crop properly? The raw materials are available, but we don't have the industrial machines needed to boost this capacity. That is the reason why I have been patient over the years.
Organizers of the second edition of the Central African Business Forum are looking at what policies to apply and attract the European Union in the Central African market, a possible sub-regional partnership with Tunisia, and what the sub-region must do to protect small and medium-sized enterprises without tampering with their market originality. The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, Achille Basile King III, has told the participants to reflect on attracting investment in the most valuable sectors in the value chains of the various economies.
On to something else. Projects for the construction of ultra-modern identification centers in the cities of Yaoundé, Douala and Garoua have been officially launched. It will lead to the production and an issuance of identity cards in Cameroon within 48 hours by the end of the year. In Yaoundé, the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangele, laid the foundation stone for the ID center at the construction site located at the new administrative quarter in Mbaye. Construction works are being carried out by a German firm called Ogentic that is also in charge of building annex centers in Douala and Garoua. In Douala, the laying of the foundation stone was presided over by the governor of the littoral region, Dieudonné Iva Adiboa. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla reports.
The new ultra-modern multifunctional center that will go operational in Douala in December 2024 will be constructed on a surface area of 1,000 square meters. The one-floor story building, upon completion, will serve as a center for the production of identification documents. It will enable Cameroonians have access to different services, make appointments and payments online, and this will greatly facilitate operations. In addition to these, the new center will provide high-quality services, rapid and high-quality enrollment procedures, and most importantly, enable Cameroonians have their identity cards issued within 48 hours. Cameroon thus stands out as the first country in Africa and the second in the world to produce this new design of identity cards that meet international requirements and standards that have just been adopted. Thanks to the partnership between the General Delegation for National Security and the Ogentic Itcam AG company, more regional enrollment centers will be constructed in the country, and close to 25 identification posts, 58 divisional enrollment centers, as well as the renovation and development of the 219 current identification posts. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
And in sports, delegations have begun arriving in Douala ahead of the 23rd African Athletics Championship slated between June 21 and 26 at the Japoma Sports Complex. The competition promises to showcase the continent's top talents in track and field events. And out of the country, Russian President Vladimir Putin has arrived in the Vietnamese capital, Hanoi, on the second stop of an East Asian tour. The trip, which comes on the heels of his lavish visit to North Korea, is being interpreted as a demonstration of the diplomatic support Russia still enjoys in this region. That's the end of the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.